And speaking of some of the rooms in the house, what name would you give to this area?
Well, this, of course, we refer to as a recreation room here.
And then the area in which you might have company on a more formal occasion?
Parlor.
And would you ever use any of the term living room for?
I have heard.
But you wouldn't use.
No,
that. Recreation room
and the parlor and dining room or kitchen, yes. And bedrooms. That's about covers the rooms.
Covers all the rooms.
That's right.
In some houses there is an area above the bedrooms on the second floor that is used as a storage area.
Call that attic.
And would you ever use the term garret?
I have heard the.
But not.
My folks always used, my mother would always say, call it the garret.
Yes. Now, a little area built out from the house that would have a roof over it, you might have chairs out on it. Yes, you have one out here. You call that little area out
there? Well, the porch.
All right. And, now this sounds crazy, but to take the smoke and the heat, unfortunately, some heat, the smoke up and out.
Referred to as the chimney.
All right. And then if you had a room in the house in which you just store things, you might even keep canned fruit or odds and ends.
We used to have such a room, and a lot of them we called the pantry. We did. That not to whom? We always referred to it as the buttery.
So
now that you recall that to my mind.
And your mother would have used
always
that term.
Used,
and
that's
your father
right.
too, perhaps.
That's correct.
Yes. This portion of the fireplace over here, since I can point to it, I will. Mm-hmm. I have a hard time describing it.
Yes. Yeah.
This portion down here, or on beyond and underneath the...
Let's see. We usually refer to...
Now, this particular term here, would you ever use...
Hearth? Frankly, never.
Yes, here. Okay. And that, you hardly have a ledge above, but you have three of them, actually. The name given to the area, kind of a platform above the opening, the fireplace...
The mantle.
Do you ever recall, in your youth, your dad bringing in a huge crunk of wood, just practically the whole log itself, the butt of the...
Yeah.
What name might he have used, or would you have used for that part of the log?
Well, we would call it the butt.
I used the term that you would have used.
That's what they used to call
that
it.
That wasn't very bright of me.
What?
Well, that was burning.
Yeah.
What accumulates on the inside of the chimney, that black stuff, you would call that the...
Soot.
And then, of course, falling down below the grates, after the fire burns, we would have an accumulation of...
Coals, we usually call them.
Or if it's and after they've died out completely, what?
Ash.
All right. Or you'd say, well, tomorrow morning I'm going to have to do what? Carry out the...
We'd say the ashes.
Okay. right now I'm sitting on a...
Chair.
As I say, some of these questions...
I know. I realize that. I don't like to interrupt, but I just want to tell you how I come to know that there's an awful difference in... where you were born and raised. Our oldest daughter married a Southerner from Georgia. He's a graduate of Georgia Tech, and he's an engineer, and my daughter taught school also.